Well, Mike Snyder with his weather. I guess some people have been out golfing. But, you know.
Not around here. But
not around here. Yes. Yeah, yeah. At least we can talk about it.
Yes.
There's an interesting new book called Life on the Green I came across with Anne LaGuardia. She's kind enough to join us on the hotline about it. She has written about and interviewed and been involved in golf media for many, many years. And from looking through this, Anne, I appreciate your time. You've captured some of the life lessons, some of the things that maybe you picked up from some of these pros over the years. Is that fair?
Well, I interviewed them specifically for this book. I within the last year, I had a chance to talk to 12 legends, 6 men, 6 women. And the book is called Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf, and everybody from Jack Nicklaus to Gary Player, Nancy Lopez, Padraig Harrington, Amy Alcott. They talk about what they bring from their iconic golf careers to life. And so it's really a book about life wisdom, and it has universal themes. It appeals to both golfers and non-golfers alike, and it was a lot of fun to work on.
You know, we know Jack Nicklaus here in Ohio so well, and of course the world really does too, but Anne, is in your talks with Jack, anything that you learned maybe that you surprised you or some things maybe that you'd not known about him before?
You know, Jack gave me a couple hours. We did the interview over Zoom, and I've covered Jack's career in golf. I'm a talk show host on WFAN in New York. I've been, really a big fan of Jack and Barbara Nicklaus for many, many years. And his chapter in the book is all about integrity, sportsmanship, and putting family first. And I'm just so impressed with his priority on his family. Even when he was playing, he would leave a tournament on Saturday after playing the third round and fly from wherever he was to Florida to attend his son's football game. Then somehow he'd be able to get back to the tournament for Sunday morning to play the final round. And he just has an uncanny way of putting life into perspective. He said it all happened because I made a couple of 4-foot putts, but he truly does believe that being a father really came ahead of chasing a trophy.
I wanted to ask you, as we've seen really a rise in women's sports, really basketball is really huge. We're going to be hosting the Final Four here in Cleveland in April. And I want to go back to the time, and Jan Stevenson was really in the 70s and 80s. If there's a rise to the LPGA, it was her. But there was some controversy even from within, wasn't there, Ann?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, here was Jan Stevenson, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl from Australia. She became the face of the LPGA in the 70s. And the LPGA back then used her sex appeal to sell the LPGA tour. And much to the dismay of her fellow competitors, they didn't think that should happen. And it would never happen today. It really would be politically incorrect for sure, right? Mm-hmm. But, she told me that, had she perhaps focused more on practicing and playing and less time doing all the things that came with promoting the tour, she could have even won more than her 3 major titles and 11 LPGA tour wins. So it was controversial back then. And today, she regained all those friends that she might have lost back then. And she finally did get into the Hall of Fame, the Golf Hall of Fame in 2019. She thought maybe that would derail that from ever happening. But she did get in finally. And, she runs a couple businesses now. I had the opportunity to play golf with her a couple weeks ago in a celebrity tournament. And she's had a wild life for sure. A lot of ups and downs. And we may even be seeing a major motion picture about her life. I mean, she's just had a very exciting life.
Anne LaGuardia is with me. With us. The book is Life on the Green. I want to lead you into Padraig Harrington. I find him fascinating. We, of course, have the colleague championships at Firestone. The Champions Tour rolls through. I'm intrigued by him, except when he plays on the Ryder Cup against us. He seems like a fun guy. I see him in some interviews. He seems like the kind of guy you want to be around. You also had a chance to spend some time with him too, right, Anne?
Yeah, and it was so great because I was just at the Cognizant Classic last week, and he played in it, and I was able to hand deliver my book to him, which was such a thrill. But he was just very open. He's very honest. He revealed that to this day, he still plays with fear, not just nerves, but fear, and that pretty much sparks his adrenaline and forces him to focus more. But he says, you know, his chapter is really about embracing fear, that it's very normal to be not only nervous, but, you know, fearful. He's afraid that maybe his game won't show up. Maybe he'll shank the ball off the first tee or whatever crazy, you know, notions go into your head. You know, golf is such a cerebral sport and what, 80% mental, even more perhaps.
Right.
So, yeah, he had a lot of really interesting things to say. And I think you'll find that chapter just fascinating.
Annika Sorenstam, Ben Crenshaw, some of the Gary players, some of the great names of the game. Life on the Green is the book. Ann LaGoria, who originally from Brecksville, we might add as well, has written it, put it together. Life on the Green, look for it. And we appreciate your time. Hit 'em straight. Thanks for your time. All the best.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you too, guys. Enjoy golf this season.